Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Full of frustration. Full of despair. From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion, in search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
Welcome to another episode of the MLS UK show. I'm Elliot Holman.
And I'm Henry Hewitt.
And once again, we are here to tuck into everything that MLS has had to offer in the last couple of weeks. And of course, talk World Cup as well.
Yes, so much to talk about today. We've also got the return of an old friend as well.
Yes, we have.
Two old friends, actually, because we've got, in your game, we've got a return of an old favourite. And if that's not enough, we will be introducing a new feature where we basically, because we enjoy having a moan on the podcast, we thought we'd make a feature of it. And if that's not enough, we will find out for the first time this season who our MLS UK show championship champions are. Now, off the top of your head, without working it out too much, so NYCFC kicked it off. Who do you think will be our... Gonna have to hurry you.
Philadelphia, I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll see later on in the show. We've got to talk about it, haven't we? It's the elephant in the room. If you've been living under a rock, you won't know this, but the World Cup draw was last week. And it seems that we're going to have a bit of banter over Christmas time with our American listeners.
I stood here a week ago on our Stoppage Time podcast and said, how good would it be if we got America or Canada?
Yeah.
It's happened. England, USA, in the same group in the World Cup. It's fine because two teams can go through, right? So
yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, you've got to like remember, we are the MLS UK show. So if it is Scotland or Wales, we have got to support them as well.
It's going to be tough, isn't it? This is going to be really awkward.
Iran can go, that's fine. But I guess it means that whoever goes through will be happy, I guess.
Let's just, it depends who, yeah, because you can't win in this situation, because obviously if one of the other teams isn't from the UK, then that's all fine in the World Cup, but right now that's going to be awkward. If Wales or Scotland don't qualify, that's going to be awkward because we've got listeners in all territories. On a personal level, England v USA, it's just, there's something about that. For me personally, there's something about that just from... obviously, growing up as a kid, always having an England kit every single time. I love the tournaments. Obviously, there was the time we didn't make the Euros one time. I was absolutely crushed because I just love it. I love a tournament. This World Cup is going to be different, of course, with it being in November and it being in Qatar. But I'm having then fallen in love with America and then MLS. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Well, you say it's going to be different for us. Of course, it's going to be different for anyone who is an MLS fan. Mm. But we've swapped. Whereas our season is now about to stop mid-season because of the World Cup. We're used to it happening like after the season's finished.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And of course, MLS, it's happening straight after the season's finished. So it's completely changed. Yeah, it's when the draw was being done, as it went on and it went on and it went on, I thought, yeah, we're definitely getting one of them, America or Canada. And when it came out, I just laughed because I thought, yeah, that was always
it was just
happen.
Meant to be. I was watching it with Bryony and she just turned and looked at me and I just looked, and we just smiled because you just knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. We're in the UK and we are technically, I don't know, media people, are we? Or, you know.
I think that's a stretch.
We aren't going to follow suit with our UK media people and saying that it's going to be a walkover and England have got an easy group, because we know that with the US, it's not that simple. You've got some very good players. Okay, maybe you're looking more in 4 years, but you've still got a good team now. So we are going to say that it's not going to be a walkover. England will beat Iran, no problem. Probably beat Scotland and Wales.
USA will beat Iran easy as well.
Yeah, so, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. It's the day after Thanksgiving as well.
On that, you said, oh, we're not going to do the thing where we say it's going to be a walkover. There's not even a doubt in my mind, and I've already had to calm people down. I was, you know, watching the draw round one of my friends, and he was like, oh, USA. And I had to be like, no, you don't understand. Like, they're quite good now. Mm. They're quite good now. But what I have seen... And it won't be from any of our listeners. There's no way that this will be from any of our listeners, the educated lot that they are, is a lot of people very confident in the States with England in the group. Yeah. I found that really confusing. Even if I remove myself as like an England fan and I look at it objectively, you're looking at a team who just made the finals of the Euros, yeah, and lost on penalties, and has got a squad where you can't fit Jack Grealish and Raheem Sterling and Jadon Sancho and all of these players. You can't even fit them all into the starting 11. There's so many choices.
Yeah, we did lose to a team, though, that hasn't qualified for the World Cup.
Well, so. Yeah. Doesn't that make it interesting?
I believe it was Alexi Lalas who kind of said, I think Jimmy Conrad has said it as well, that they were like, oh, let's get England. Mm. But I think he's a bit tongue-in-cheek, I've got to say.
If you genuinely have... thought England might be a bit of an easy draw, then please let us know. I'm genuinely interested. I don't understand that. I've got big respect for USA. I think they'll do well in the World Cup, if I'm honest, but I think they'll do really well. But I'm confused if you've got England and thought, that's right then. Weird one.
Yeah, we've got to say as well, Canada. I think Canada have got a good chance of doing well. They've got quite a good draw. They've got Belgium, which will be a tough game for them. But, you know, Belgium are up and down as well. I think Canada can really surprise people when you've got the likes of Alphonso Davies in the team.
I just think let Belgium go and do it. Worry about the other teams. Mm. Let Belgium go and do it. The pressure's all on them anyway. There's even less pressure on Canada versus the US men's national team, I think. And that's not because I don't think they're as good. I think the world just sleeps on them a little bit, same as they have done on the USA recently. So I think all eyes are on Belgium in that group, and you just go and try and finish second.
Yeah.
You could easily go and win it. Easily.
Well, of course, they've got Morocco and Croatia, the other two games in their group. So, yeah, winnable games. So good luck to Canada. Good luck to the US, apart from against England and Wales and Scotland.
It's going to be really awkward. Someone's going to not be happy by the time we're doing this podcast next year.
I mean, technically, as it is MLS closed season by the time the matches are, if America win, we can just shut off our social media because we don't need it. MLS isn't happening at that time.
That's true.
Right, lots to come on the show. We're going to be recapping what happened this weekend in MLS as well very soon. But first, as we do at the start of every episode, it's a game with a changing name.
Yes. Now, this is a suggestion from Dan in Nottingham. So hello to you, Dan. Thank you very much. This is a player who's played in the UK and in MLS. I'm going to read you their career path. You've got to tell me who you think it is.
Mm.
Now, they started their career in 2002 with Troyes in France.
Okay, never heard of them.
Or Troyes, as it
is. Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah. And then they played for Saint Etienne.
Okay.
And then Real Betis, Toronto FC.
Right.
In 2015 to 2016.
Okay.
And then Nottingham Forest. I get it now, Dan. He's a Nottingham Forest fan. In 2017, before moving, I believe, back to France. I don't know the name of this team. French football club. Yeah, okay. So Ajaccio. And they retired in 2019.
Going to be honest with you. Don't have a clue.
No, it's a tough one. This is expert level, this one.
Yeah, and we're not quite there yet, as you'd know if you'd listened to the podcast. Well, let us know if you think you know the answer to it. Get in touch at MLS UK Show on Twitter and Instagram. Or if you're watching on YouTube, you can just comment with your answer. A lot of people do that. And on YouTube, it leaves a timestamp. So we know if you've gone to the end and come back. Well, actually, we don't. But
no idea.
Same with if you tweet us as well. We know.
Yeah, sort of. If you're listening in France, you can speak French better than me, which is highly likely. Or you're listening in and around Montreal. I apologize for my French.
And on that note, let's go to our sponsors.
In French.
The MLS UK Show.
Bonjour, oui, madame. I don't know anymore. Hi. This is the MLS UK Show, sponsored by soccer90.com. That is the place to go for MLS stuff, but also if you're gearing up for the World Cup, which we've just been talking about, and you want to rep your team, maybe US, maybe Canada, maybe England or Scotland or Wales, who are definitely both going to be there, sort of, soccer90.com is the place to go.
Merci beaucoup, Elliot. That's the only bit of French I know. Not only can you get the jerseys for the World Cup teams, you can also get the official World Cup training ball as well. Yes. I'm looking at it now. It looks very nice. And you can get that. And you can get a discount on it as well by using the code MLSUK. You get 20% off, as you do with the jerseys as well. So it's well worth doing. And it looks beautiful, that football. But haven't footballs progressed? I remember as a kid, it was just white with like black.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Said Adidas World Cup ball.
It did. Now they've got all sorts of colours. The MLS ball's the same and the Premier League. So check it out for yourself. Soccer90.com.
Elliot Holman. Henry Hewitt. MLS UK Show.
So let's have a look what happened this weekend in MLS. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff in particular to do with the referees. But we're going to save that for our new feature that will come up very soon. So first, Elliot, which game should we look at?
Oh, well, this is really awkward. I went to a party on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Bryony's 30 plus one party.
Yeah, because she couldn't have a 30th because of COVID and, yeah.
And normally, it's quite good when you go out of the weekend because you get back late, but there's still MLS on. We partied quite late into the night and there was no MLS on anymore. So here I stand doing an MLS UK Show podcast, having seen very little MLS this week.
Right, well, it's a good thing you...
Educate me.
It's a good thing you've got me there, Elliot, because on Saturday night, I was also out. I was watching Europe's Strongest Man in Leeds. And I'll tell you what, Elliot, if you ever want to be emasculated, then go watch Europe's Strongest Man.
I can imagine, yeah.
So, on the way home, on the train back to Manchester, I was keeping up to date with the scores. We're going to start with this, because I have watched the highlights on YouTube of every game. Now, we're going to start with this one, basically, because we can talk about this for 10 seconds. All I'm going to say, Chicago 0, Dallas 0. I watched the highlights. For the first 2 minutes, they included a ball going out for a corner, a ball going out for a throw-in, a pass, and then eventually a shot. I think it was Shabilko. So that speaks volumes about this one. And I've got to say, I do love the highlights packages they put together on YouTube with MLS, because they've got to get to 7 minutes somehow. And they just put anything in there. Chicago fourth in the East, 9 points. Still only conceded one goal, though.
They're averaging, scoring-wise, they're averaging a goal a game. However, failing to score quite a lot still. So there's no secret to what they're going to be working on. You know, defense, keeper, looking really strong.
Yeah.
Go and score some goals and you're going to win the league. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, well, they play Orlando next, so they'll...
Shouldn't be any problem then, should there?
Perfect opportunity. Dallas fifth in the West, they're on 8 points. We'll talk more about what's going on in the West very soon, but basically, if Dallas lose next week, they can go probably down to 14th.
Yeah.
And if they win, they can go to second. So that's how close it is in the West. Right, a game on Saturday evening that had a lot more goals, a lot more action, was Cincinnati 3, Montreal 4. What a game this was. Montreal wearing their shirt that looks like when you're on a bus and a sad music video and rain is falling down the window, as Poppy described it.
Isn't it mad? Because Cincinnati have won games you didn't expect them to, and then Montreal go and win their first game of the season away at Cincinnati. I just don't know what's going on with either of these teams.
No, it's... I mean, this is what we love about MLS, to be honest. And this game epitomises that, especially because Montreal went and scored four. There's only been six matches between these two sides in MLS, and there's already been a 4-3 and a 5-4. So when it's the next match, make sure you're watching that one. Vasquez scored his fifth of the season, and this is, you know, you're saying there about Cincinnati being unpredictable. Yeah. Vasquez has not been. He's scoring goals that we kind of were expecting him to.
Yeah, he's up there in terms of shots on target in the league as well, shots taken. And I feel like he's got that freedom at Cincinnati to go and play free, take on shots. You know, he's getting good service, which is not, you wouldn't, if you wanted someone to go and get a load of a hatful of goals, you wouldn't say, right, go to Cincinnati. But he's getting opportunities, he's getting shots off, and the stats are really strong for him at the minute. I feel like he's kind of like an unlikely hero because they've spent big money on strikers over the last 4 years, and you couldn't really say that any of them have paid off so far. So an unlikely hero steps up.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, and he's smashing it at the moment, even though Cincinnati, I mean, to be fair, the 10th, they've had two wins, and as we said last time on the show, it took them until mid-June to get two wins last time, so they are doing quite well for Cincy, but they having lost to Charlotte last week, I think they'll want to pick up form. But Montreal, though, first win of the season, and they now join New York City FC and New England Revolution on 4 points. If you would have said to Montreal fans, you'll be on the same points as those two sides after four or five games, I'm sure they would have took it. Speaking of NYCFC, then, we're going to go into more detail about the big incident in this one very soon. But they went to Toronto, lost 2-1. He went one, well, no, they didn't. He went 2-0 down, sorry, but they should have gone 1-0 up. We'll talk about that in a moment. And looking at the highlights of this game and checking up on what was happening on social media, New York City FC had the majority of the play for the first, like, half an hour. They should have scored. Yeah. They should have capitalised. They didn't. And it just shows, whatever league you're in, if you don't take your chances, you could be hit on the break. And that's exactly what Toronto did.
Third loss of the season. Mm. Only got one win. When do you start to panic?
After the finish Champions League.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm giving them a pass until after the Champions League. Toronto, though, they're seventh now, 7 points. Poor start, but they've picked up the last two games. Do you think Toronto, you know, we mentioned Canada before and the qualifying for the World Cup. Of course, they did it at BMO Field against Jamaica. Do you think Toronto need to build on this good feeling in the country at the moment, in particular at BMO Field, and they can take that on and have a successful season this year?
Yeah, I think the last couple of years has killed them a little bit in terms of that off-field atmosphere, morale, etc. So they look like they've turned over a new leaf, which is really exciting to see. You know, if you look at the teams around them, DC, Orlando, they've got a better points per game. They've played a game less than Orlando. They've made a really strong start, so they certainly deserve to be up there in those playoff spots.
Yeah, shout out to Hebert as well. He scored his first of the season, first in a while actually. Mm. I was quite surprised to see how long it had been since he scored a goal. Right, we started doing this in chronological order. We're going to skip a few matches and go to New England Revolution because I just mentioned them a moment ago. They lost 1-0 at home to Red Bulls. This game, like the DC Atlanta game, actually, it was going to be 0-0. I couldn't see anything, any goal happening in this game. And Red Bulls got it late on with an own goal. Ashley Fletcher with a cross, which was good to see. It ended up going in off Matt Polster, but that was because Farrell cleared it against him. It's just not going right, is it, for any Revs at the moment?
Well, it's the same as NYCFC. You've said you give them till after Champions League. Now, what's the excuse with New England Revolution? Because same stats, played five, one win, 4 points, and lost three games.
Yeah, they only lost two home games all of last season. Mm. They've now lost two home games, and with four or five games.
How often do we see this, though?
Yeah.
The stronger teams, and Seattle always do it. Portland are often slow to start as well.
Columbus last year.
Yeah, you see teams that have had success, and then they just fall away, and that's why I love this league so much. You're not going to start next season, and Man City, Liverpool pick up one win in six.
No,
it's just not going to happen.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
clip this bit.
Yeah. Well, Norwich won't be in the league, so there's three less points that we're getting.
Yeah, six. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's go to DC Atlanta then. And I've got to say, this wasn't the greatest game. And I, as an Atlanta fan, I've got to admit, but Atlanta eventually got the goal in the last minute. As I said before, it looked like it was going to be 0-0. I don't think any team particularly deserved to win. But my boys, they did
annoying,
it in the
isn't
end.
It? It's annoying when they do that.
1-0, up to third now. I'm pretty happy, apart from 60 minutes against Montreal and the Colorado Rapids game. I think it's been a good start from Atlanta.
Yeah, you'd argue that the couple of points from the Montreal game would be looking pretty good right now, chasing down Philadelphia. We've seen Atlanta v New York a lot at the top of the East. I'm here for Atlanta v Philly. I want to see them, you know, going toe-to-toe. Is that something that can happen?
I'm here for Atlanta v anyone, to be honest, at the top of the East. But yeah, I mean, Philly have been there the last few years. I want to...
Yeah, but you haven't.
No, we haven't. But I want to see Philly. I've taken my Atlanta hat off. I want to see Philly win something big. Mm. I want to see them win MLS Cup. I think Jim Curtin, it'd be incredible for him. So yeah, I'm all for this Atlanta be Philly. But then again, Red Bulls are doing well, so it might be Red Bulls v Philly. You never know. DC have got 5 of the next 7 at home, so I'm sure they'll be looking to pick up some more points because they got 6 points the first two and then have lost 3 in a row now. So.
Yeah, and Charlotte creeping up level with them as well. Mm. So it's I'm here for how tight it is. I mean, regardless of, you know, obviously Miami failed to win, San Jose still without a win. But other than that, it's looking really, really exciting, which is exactly why we love MLS.
It is. Yeah. And it's, I was then going to do a link to a game that wasn't exciting, just to prove your point wrong, but they're all exciting. Orlando 2, LAFC 4. That was exciting.
Mm, if you like goals.
Shout out to Andy Walsh as well, who tweeted us. He's from Salford, where I'm from, where I'm living at the moment. And he went to the game and he said he took the Salford weather with him, which was quite sunny in Salford on Sunday. So I'm glad he did.
Yeah, my dad chose not to go. He's just packing up now to fly home. And with the storms and stuff, he was like, probably give it a miss because he'd probably be there about 9 hours waiting for the game to finish. and I think he's quite glad he did.
Yeah, well, I've got to say, the two Orlando goals were very well taken, Pato and Martino.
They were good goals.
But then, LAFC scored 4. Ruan with an assist, his second assist of the season. It was to an LAFC player, but it's still an assist. But LAFC top of the West. Now, they're joint with Philly in the Supporters' Shield rankings, if you will, 13 points. And they're already 4 points ahead of third place LA Galaxy. They've started really well, haven't they?
They have, and I think we saw the hat-trick from Carlos in the first week, and we were like, here we go. And then he was missing in the second game, and then you're thinking, are they just going to be relying on him again? But I think we're seeing a lot of character from LAFC already in this early stage, a couple of points ahead of RSL, picking up over 2.5 points a game. I know we're only five, six weeks in. You find it hard to make a case against them.
Yeah, you're right. And I've going back to Orlando, I know I joked before that they're playing Chicago next. I've got to say, I'm looking forward to seeing how Pato and Torres do against that defence next week.
Yeah, shame about Antonio Carlos as well, who's going to miss most of the rest of the season. I said on the last episode, him and Jansen have been pretty integral. So that was really, really disappointing from an Orlando perspective. But Orlando-Chicago should be a really good game.
Yeah, there's a few good games next week, which we'll cover later on. Let's go to Philadelphia then. We've mentioned them a few times. The top of the East, they're 13 points level with LAFC for Supporters' Shield. They beat Charlotte 2-0 at the weekend, which was quite a convincing... I don't think they were under much pressure. Charlotte had a bit of a game before half-time and then after the second goal, but I don't think Philly were that worried at all to get the 3 points. And yeah, they're back on form, they're doing well, and it's the home form, isn't it, that has got them to where they've been the last few years?
Yeah, it's the consistency, it's exactly what we've come to expect from them, which is something that's really difficult to come by in MLS, is consistency, and Jim Curtin's got them playing some really nice stuff regularly. Charlotte, still don't know what to make. Really strong start versus what we were anticipating.
Yeah, you're not getting battered.
Much stronger than Austin, where we were really expecting Austin to do well. So they're kind of keeping it tight. and they're scoring good goals, as we discussed on the podcast last week. So I feel like they're not going to be down the bottom.
No, I don't. I think where they are at the moment, where we're talking like just around underneath the playoff line, I think that's kind of where they'll be looking, which is good.
But it's if you great. Stay there and you've you have a good run at the end of the season, it's, you know, someone like Orlando will wobble, obviously. You know, you've got the likes of DC who are always, you're like, will they, won't they, will they, won't they? You're going to give yourself a chance.
Yeah, and, you know, we spoke to Chris Smith from 90 Min Soccer at the start of the season. He was saying that Charlotte's recruitment hasn't been great. So you think if that's still in their mind, they've got to make moves in the summer. So if they make the moves, they could then push them over the line.
Yeah, no, agreed.
Nashville winning at
Columbus?
Columbus. Yes, thank you. Put my teeth back in. I was quite surprised by this. I thought this was a nailed-on home win. Columbus, it's the first defeat of the season. But Nashville, they've moved up to 10th now, so it's still not where they want to be. Bearing in mind they have played every game away from home this season. But still, it's it was a good win. Alex Meol with the header to make it 1-0.
Yeah, and we've seen it with Portland in the past. When you know you've got those home games to come as well, it must be really exciting. You know, I know it's hard work. They're out on the road all the time. They're covering a hell of a lot of miles. And all of a sudden, they're going to have a run of home games. And that's such a huge opportunity. If you're sitting there around 10th, 11th, it's a massive opportunity for you to then, you know, if you're going to play six games at home on the spin, for example, and I don't know how many they're going to have.
Yeah.
There's no way you don't pick up, you know, 15, 16 points.
Yeah, well, we saw it with DC when Rooney came in as well and they moved to Audi Field. Columbus, a fact for you, which is, you know, I'm not gonna say anything bad about Columbus because they have played very well and they're near the top, but they've conceded first in the last four games now, and whereas before they've managed to pull it back, is that a concern? Do you think?
Yeah, these things are overanalyzed by a number of staff at the club, so they're going to be looking into what's going wrong there, the way that they start games. Do they go and attack teams and, you know, treat that as the best form of defence? Or do they just look to calm it down in the first 10 minutes and just try and get on the ball, gain some confidence, get a feel for the game? Whatever they're going for is not happening for them, but it will 100% be something that they're looking at.
San Jose Earthquakes 2, Austin 2. We're talking about teams that concede first. San Jose have been the masters of that this season, and they've come back again. It was a repeat of what happened when they drew to Columbus, ironically, where they came back from 3-1 down. They've now had to come back from 2-0 down. I mean, Austin have played very well this season, and we've rated them. You said at the start of the year that Maxi Urruti needs to score goals. He got his first of the season. Can we see that now?
The tap-ins don't count, though, do they? If you're just going to be tapping them in that distance, you know, that's not really scoring a goal, is
it? No, I mean, the San Jose commentators, I thought, were right. They said it was just an ambitious shot.
Yeah. Which,
you know, there's...
Speculative effort.
Yeah, so, no, I've got to say, I thought that was really harsh when they said that, because what a finish this was.
It's a great goal.
Plucked it out of the air, volley over the goalie from, like, what, 25 yards out? Yeah, and the celebration. A lot of people are doing that arrow celebration. I saw it a few times.
I think he's trademarked that from a few years back, though, to be fair.
Well, as if a lot of players need to start giving him some money, then. But San Jose coming back, I mean, we said this against Columbus. Could this be the start of their season? Be still conceding goals, which is a worry. But could this give them a platform now?
I'm amazed Almeida's still there. Do you look at them and just think, how is he still in the job? Not because I think he's done terribly, but... Are they making any progress?
No, I don't see where the ambition is for San Jose. I don't see they've got ambition to... I think they're happy at the moment. If they break into the playoffs, finish 8th or 7th, they'll be fine. I don't see their ambition of going, no, we want to be 2nd or 1st or 3rd.
But the onus is... they're at home in that game, you know, and I know it's West v West, but, you know, the onus is on them at PayPal Park to go and get stuck in, get the game underway and take the game to Austin.
Yeah.
You know, and they just sit. They sit bottom of the West still, and I can't see. You know, they start. But you know, they get a few wins. Sure, maybe they overtake Vancouver, but Portland are going to be higher than they are. Kansas are going to be higher than they are. We've talked about Nashville with a run of home games. This is a. I look at this now and think, okay, not everyone's going to make the playoffs, but this is going to be a Western Conference to me. When you think Portland, SKC, Nashville, Seattle, they're all going to be higher than where they are now. So this is going to be a really, really tight conference. And if you're going to let them go already, you know, they're already 6 points off Houston in seventh. They're going to have a problem.
Yeah, I think there's a few teams that they're very lucky how tight it is. Now, you mentioned there in the West and those teams that are going to finish higher. They can actually be much higher after this weekend. Mm. There's like 3 points in it from third to 12th. So it's all right at the moment and they can go, oh, we're not too far away. Another three or four games and it starts to even itself out a bit and the teams that are going to finish higher up start winning more. They could find themselves about 10 or 12 points behind already, which is then it's game over. You're getting into the sort of where Cincy and into Miami were and Toronto last season. So, yeah, it's a concern. I'm looking forward to seeing how San Jose deal with it because at the moment, and I know we've said this about teams who have proved us wrong, but I just don't see where San Jose are gonna push on.
No, I agree.
Let's go to Seattle winning at Minnesota. A big win, this. Joao Paulo got his, it's another season of amazing goal for Joao Paulo. He'll probably be in the goal of the season.
It's just what he does.
Yeah, goal of season categories about three or four times before the end. Jordan Morris got an assist as well, forced the OG from Coleman. But Seattle, they're up to ninth. They've got 7 points now. But this is a big win for them. I think this will... they got the win against LA Galaxy as well, but this will give them a bit of confidence now after a poor start.
Yeah, and Minnesota are also one of the teams that you don't necessarily expect them to go away and beat. Mm. So it's easy to analyze MLS and go, oh, Seattle are going to finish high, but that's not the sort of game you expect them to sort of spark their season, because that's a tough game to go and win, so that's going to breed a lot of confidence.
Yeah, Minnesota 8th as well. Minnesota and Seattle are next to each other in the league, and Minnesota and Seattle are two of the sides you just mentioned who are going to finish higher. You think that. So we have it's strange because it feels with the international break, it feels like the season has been going a long time, yet it's actually 4 or 5 games in. Vancouver 1, Sporting KC 0. It's a good win for Vancouver, first of the season.
It is a really good win. How do we feel about SKC? Because for me, they're out there with the Seattles of their reputation precedes them and you expect a lot of them. But that's not a good result.
No, I think they're missing Pulido. I think they're missing the outlet up at the top. Like, Johnny Russell's a great player and he's going to score goals for them. But he's not a Pulido. I just think that, for me, of what I've seen, they're missing just that focal point at the top of the pitch for me.
Yeah, I agree.
But again, you'd fancy SKC to finish a lot higher. Colorado 1, RSL 1, the derby game. I want to point out RSL, and I kind of mentioned this on our last full episode, but they're second at the moment with 11 points. Mm. The teams they've played so far, so they've played last year's Supporters Shield winners and won at NE Revs. They've played the teams that finished first, second, and third now in the West. And then they played Nashville, they beat them, and they finished third in the East. What a tough start to the season. So come out second, wow, what a start.
It is a really good start. You know, only lost one game, and I think at this point, you look at the fixtures that they've got coming up, and you think, well, you've almost put more pressure on yourself. You now have to go to somewhere like Vancouver, you have to go to a Miami, and you have to get results, because that's what's going to cement your season. You're almost guaranteed, if you can get 10 wins against opposition a lot weaker than you've already played, you're guaranteeing yourself a playoff spot. Yeah. And already you start to get excited about RSL.
Yeah, well, ironically, could RSL be the Colorado of this season? Colorado unbeaten at home in the first three, so they'll be happy. 8.6, so, they're showing... We were worried about Colorado at the start of the year, but they're showing quite a lot. Right, we've got two more games to talk about. Let's go to Sunday evening's match. Lots of action, lots of controversial incidents happening in this one. Portland 1, LA Galaxy 3.
I actually watched this game.
Me too, actually.
I've actually seen one of the games. God, I'm terrible at this job. I just called it a job. That's a joke. Where do you want to start? I mean, first of all, I didn't expect as many goals as there was, can I say? Because I was expecting quite a low-scoring game. But obviously, with the red card, it does tend to breed a few more opportunities.
Yeah, well, there had been two goals before then. Yeah. So LA Galaxy went 2-0 up early on. Chicharito scoring. He got the third goal as well for LA Galaxy. In between, Portland did pull a goal back. El Tráfico next week. LA Galaxy had two defeats before it. They've now got a win. It's got to give them confidence, hasn't it?
It's going to be a good game. It's always good. Form kind of goes out of the window in this game as well. They're both really talented rosters that on the day could go and do the job. But I think it does definitely breathe some excitement into this game now that they've got that win. They're both going into it full of confidence. The sending off.
Well, we're going to go into more details about some of the more controversial aspects of this weekend in a moment, but yeah, it was harsh. I've got to say, when I saw it live, I thought, oof, he could be off here.
Straight red. I agree.
When I saw the highlights, and this is in particular what we're going to be talking about,
yeah,
I thought a bit harsh.
This is just annoying that we agree with each other. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Shout out as well, LA Galaxy start of the season, because we mentioned RSL. LA Galaxy are third. Yeah. They've played Portland, Seattle, NYCFC. They've got LAFC next. They've also had, well, I guess you could add
Orlando
in, yeah, that, I guess so. But
big teams.
They've had a tough start and they're third, so they'll be happy with that. Right, finally, it was after a two-hour rain delay, they finally got round to playing it. Inter Miami versus Houston. Houston won 3-1. Another defeat for Inter Miami. Houston's first away win since 2020. And yeah, it was 0-0 at halftime, and then Houston just took the chances in the second half. And we every episode we're going about Inter Miami. Like,
I have nothing new to say. You know, Beckham says they built a brand rather than a team. I couldn't agree more. But we've been saying that from before they kicked a ball. We were saying you're not going to get the Messi and the Ronaldo and all that. Oh, Miami, it's going to be. You know, it's been a disaster. Let's be honest. And the brand that they've built came at the expense of, you know, the DP saga. It's really poor.
Yeah, you've got to say. Looking from the UK, right, and I can only base this on people I speak to, like football fans in the UK who don't necessarily watch MLS, the two biggest brands in MLS are LA Galaxy and Inter Miami. Mm. Now, LA Galaxy haven't won much recently, but they have a history of winning stuff. Yeah. Like we say, five stars only, LA Galaxy style. So they've got that history. They had, you know, the Beckham era, the Keane era, even before that. So they've built that. Inter Miami, I don't know. I know it's different in the States, and it's, you know, it's, he said he's built a brand, and sometimes in some people's eyes, that's maybe without the promotion and relegation thing, that's, you've got to build the brand over what's going on the pitch. But surely no one can take you seriously if you're losing matches.
No, I really think that the brand is only as strong as what's on the field, because let's be honest, there's some pretty uncool badges and logos out there and kits that we don't like, but ultimately we respect teams that are doing well. RSL is a perfect example. We've just been singing their praises. Nothing about their brand is sexy at all.
No,
but it's great. It's, you know, they're doing great, and that's what we're here for.
You're right. So we need to cheer ourselves up with Inter Miami. So it's the return of an old friend, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time this season, it's the ray of sunshine.
I'm excited for this.
Ray Hudson, I don't want to call him our favourite commentator, because John Champion is. And I don't want to call him our favourite summariser, because we've had Taylor Twellman on the show. But he's our favourite one who's dealing with Inter Miami on a regular basis, or from Newcastle, whichever we want to go with. So, of course, he was commentating on the game this weekend, and I've been watching the highlights and picked out some of his funnier lines. He is the king of the one-liners. Right, clip number one. This came after Higuain's penalty. Now, last year he said that, you're as cool as the polar bear's backside. He's moved on this year. He's gone with this.
Cool as a bomb disposal expert here.
So Higuain's now, he's cooler than a polar bear's backside, but now he's as cool as a bomb disposal expert. Clip number two, Picoult was through on goal, but couldn't find the finish in the first half. This is what Ray had to say about this one.
Here's that lead up, way too footless and fancy free. Free as a bird in the park. And Fafa Picoult maybe should have clipped this one with his left foot, but it must be made of wood.
Left foot made of wood. Not in the second half, though, because he did score.
I really struggle to understand him, and I live in this country. How are Americans understanding that?
Well, wait till this, the final clip. Robbie Robinson, he twisted, he turned in the area. He put his defender on his backside, but couldn't get the goal in the end. Here's what Ray had to say.
It's a wonderful cutback here from Robbie Robinson. As a defender, do you want to dance in there? He leaves him with twisted blood, and his knees on backwards.
He did. I've seen the clip. He did have his knees on backwards in the end.
Get Ray on the show. I've got to speak to this guy.
It was his birthday the other day. We tweeted. He threw us a like. He acknowledged it. So there we go. There's the first ray of sunshine of his season. And across the season, he will be back. We're picking out our favourite clips. And I actually now, it doesn't mean anything to us because, you know, we don't watch MLS on US TV. But when I know that Inter Miami are one of the games on Fox at ESPN, I actually get really disappointed.
Yeah. You want the local commentary.
Yeah. Ray Hudson, what a legend. Right, we're going to move on now, and we're going to introduce a brand new feature to the show. And this is, still recapping what happened at the weekend. But as you know, we like to moan on this podcast, especially Elliot, and especially about referees, because they're involved in Orlando. So we thought, rather than do it in the recap, we're going to introduce something where anything we see, whether it be the referees, or it could be a pitch, or whatever, we're going to throw into our very own Room 101. Now, if you don't know Room 101, it's a reference to George Orwell's 1984 book, but also it was a TV show here in the UK in the noughties, probably in the States as well, because we do tend to trade TV shows. The TV show was celebrities would come on and they'd choose three or four things that we don't like and they'd throw it into Room 101. So we wanted to do the same, but we've got to MLS it. We've got to make it Major League Soccer.
Like the Jason Christ is Right.
Like the Jason Christ is Right, of course. So what we're going to do is have our very own Room 101, but we've got to MLS it.
I know where this is going.
And this is no reference to this guy. It's just literally because his name features in the title. We are going to be opening the Eloy Room 101.
I thought about the Eloy broom cupboard, but it was rubbish.
So. Yeah. So the first thing that we're going to throw into the Eloy Room 101 is a reference to something that happened on a few occasions this weekend. And because we just didn't understand, we don't understand what's going on with it. So we're going to throw it in. Elliot Holman, it's to do with pro refs. We can't throw all the refs in. So instead, we're going to throw VAR in instead. Yeah. We have praised VAR so much with what MLS do on this podcast before. We've said that it completely knocks what the Premier League are doing out the water. This weekend, for some reason, they went to VAR for some things. They didn't go for others. They give decisions for some things and then didn't for others. There's no consistency there. The three I've pointed out is the fact that Portland had so many penalty appeals that weren't checked against LA Galaxy. The New York City FC thing, where the penalty was given and then taken away, even though the defender had clipped,
it's not clear and obvious, is it?
It's not, no. And that's the thing. And then the third thing is the penalty for Pereira that he got for Austin against San Jose Earthquakes. It was soft, and they didn't look at it. You know, like it's like, where's the consistency? So go on. We're on the same page with this, but, you know, this is your space to have a rant before we throw it into the Eloy Room 101.
I don't need to convince you. I'm preaching to the choir, I know. But for me, I think if you change the rules of football stroke soccer, and it's a rule that we don't like, then we have to live with it, right? But when the rules are there, and then they're applied differently in different games by different referees for different teams, and VAR sometimes looks at one thing and sometimes it's just the consistency. And we had it with the handball thing, you know, change the handball rule, fine, change the rule, but you have to apply it the same. It has to be consistent. Yeah. And I don't know why I'm doing this, because I know you agree with me, so I'm just...
Yeah, well, the one for me was the Talis Magno one for New York City FC. So if you haven't seen it, basically, he's running to goal. Cozy Thompson sort of ran behind him, clipped his heels. It wasn't on purpose, I will say that. But they give a penalty, and then they go to VAR and then rescind the penalty.
Because it doesn't matter if it was on purpose or not. It's irrelevant.
He stripped him up. Yeah. It's a penalty. So, and obviously, as I said before, New York City are in possession in that they were having chances in the first half an hour. They should have had a penalty. Didn't happen. And then Toronto go win the game 2-1. Mm. And that's lost. In my opinion, it's lost NYCFC. It has lost them at least a point.
So. I don't even care about going that far. I just want, in that incident, there's no way that the review should overturn it. Mm. And it's not about the outcomes. It's just do the same thing every time.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
No. So there we go. We're throwing VAR. We can't throw the pro refs in.
Believe me, I've tried.
Yeah, let's throw VAR. But the first thing we're going to throw, if you imagine it, it's like a vault. It's like our...
A big pit.
Big pit, yeah. So let's throw it in. VAR, you're going into the Eli Room 101.
I feel better already.
Yeah, me too. Right, let's cheer ourselves up even more. And let's bring back another old friend to the show. Because each week, or each episode on our main podcast, you are bringing a game to the show. And I believe it's a close link to an old game that we used to play.
Yeah, so I wanted to do a World Cup-based game around England and Canada and the USA. And trust me, when Scotland or Wales are confirmed, we'll get them involved as well. But the teams that are definitely going to the World Cup in Qatar in November. And it was like a game where I was thinking, oh, it's basically like a higher or lower game. So it's kind of like that TV show, The Price is Right. And then I was like, oh, we could do... Could do a game like that on the show, but instead of The Price is Right, it could be The Crisis Right. And then I was like, well, we already do that, really, don't we? So let's play The Crisis Right.
It's back. You know, I watched back the last episode where you made me play that game, the headphone game, and I didn't realize how much I shouted because I couldn't hear you.
I had to turn your microphone down. So playing The Crisis Right today is Henry Hewitt, who's already come on down. So thank you, Henry. Thank you for coming to play with us today.
It's like when they do like previous champions coming back, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire would do it, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to give you a fixture. For example, USA v Canada.
Okay.
You have to tell me how many times that team has beaten the other, okay?
Okay.
So it's higher or lower. We're going to start with Canada versus Wales.
Oh.
How many times have Canada beaten Wales in the history of soccer?
Wow. Two?
It's one, okay? So one is the number we start on, and it's now higher or lower.
Right.
Higher or lower than one, USA's wins over Portugal.
Oh. They played each other. Was it the 2002 World Cup?
Here he is.
I'm sure USA won that, so I'm going to go higher.
It is higher. It's two.
There you go.
Two wins. Higher or lower than two, Canada's wins over Belgium in all-time soccer.
Lower than... Oh, well, Belgium are good now, but they've not been good for a long time. So with respect to Canada, that's possibly the type of side they would have been playing in friendly matches for a while. But I'm going to say lower.
It is lower. It's zero. Hmm. Never beaten Belgium. Higher or lower, USA versus Scotland?
Higher, surely.
Twice. Two victories over Scotland for the USA. Now, USA versus Canada, higher or lower?
Than two?
How many times have the USA beaten Canada? Is it more than two?
The fact that they play each other every year, I'm going to go higher.
It is higher. It's 18.
Yeah.
Let's finish on this one, Henry.
Go on.
Higher or lower than 18, USA versus England?
Oh, well, famously, US have beaten England in a World Cup before, but I don't think they've beaten them 18 times, so I'm going to say lower.
It is lower. How many?
Six.
It's two. Just the two victories for the USA versus England.
To be fair, we wouldn't have had much more against USA.
That is absolutely true. So good luck to the USA when they play England in the World Cup 2022.
And good luck to Canada against Belgium as well. Let's get a first win for Canada.
Well done, Henry.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I'm so busy right now. We offer a mix of convenient days and times, including 30-minute virtual appointments to fit your schedule.
I would love it, but I have astigmatism.
We treat thousands of patients with astigmatism every month with great outcomes. LASIK Plus is making your journey towards 20/20 vision all about you. So visit mylasikoffer.com today to start your LASIK journey.
Elliot Holman, Henry Hewitt, MLS UK show.
Right, before we have a look at what's happening this weekend in MLS, we need to mention this. It's the Champions League semi-finals, or semi-finals, as our North Atlantic, or North American, I should
say.
Cousins would say. So it's Seattle versus New York City FC. This is happening on Wednesday evening, so Thursday morning here in the UK, 3 a.m. So good luck if you're staying up for that one. You'll probably catch the end of that one because you work on a breakfast show, don't you?
Yeah, I'll be on my way to work at 4, so I'll be, I definitely won't be watching in the car.
Yeah. So Seattle NYCFC, the second leg is the week after. Who do you think will make the final?
Seattle for me.
I've got to agree. I think the away leg being, the second leg being at NYCFC makes it interesting.
Where's that being played? Do I even want to know?
I don't know, actually. Yeah, I don't know. I know the baseball, there's been an issue with the baseball season. So,
it's a Red Bull Arena.
Right, okay. I'm going to say, so I don't know what the situation with is with NYC playing at Yankee Stadium. Please excuse my lack of baseball knowledge. I do know they've had a few problems starting the season, but that might all be sorted now. So, yeah, that could go against them playing at Red Bull Arena. So, yeah, I'm going to go Seattle myself.
Yeah, I agree.
Which also links us to who our MLS UK show championship champions are. Now, that's probably a clue to who they are. If you don't know what this is, a few years ago, we decided that we would track who the MLS Cup champions are as if it was a title belt or something that would change hands every game. Something like boxing or wrestling. You know, where you put the title on the line.
And then Extra Time podcast tweeted saying, oh, what a good idea that would be. Well, yeah, we've already come up with that idea.
Doing it for years. Normally, I'll be honest with you, as it gets to the end, with the playoff system as it is, it just ends up being the same as who wins MLS Cup. One day we will have, because if you draw, you get to keep the title. So one day we will have a team that is not in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Who get it on the last game and then therefore keep hold of it. But until now, that's not happened. So, starting the season then, NYCFC, as MLS Cup holders, had the title. And if you remember, who did they lose to on the first game?
Oh, LA Galaxy.
Yeah. Second game, LA Galaxy then defended it against Charlotte and won 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
The third game of the season, LA Galaxy lost it and they went to Seattle. And that was Seattle's first win of the season. Since then, Seattle have gone to Austin and drawn 1-1.
Yeah, kept it.
Before playing Minnesota this past weekend.
And they've retained it.
They have retained it. So they're on three wins, or well, three matches they've retained it so far this season. So let's now have a look at what's happening this weekend in MLS.
Famously not playing, so they're going to keep it for a while.
They will. Before we do, actually, because these are our predictions we're going to do now. Elliot, who do you think won?
You.
Well, I'm going to shock you here, Elliot, because it wasn't me that won. You won last time. We incorporated, if you remember, some international matches as well. And, yeah, you predicted that Mexico and USA would be a draw, and you got that right. You also said that Charlotte would beat Cincinnati. So
that does sound like something I'd say, yeah.
I then said that SKC would beat RSL, so I pulled it back to 10-5. But then, because we only had five matches, that's how it ended. So you have pulled it back. It's now 2-1 to me.
Right, here we go then. Let's do it.
So, first of all, kicking off the weekend in MLS, it's 6 o'clock here in the UK. It's Orlando versus Chicago.
Bryony's away on a hender as well, so I can actually just watch the game on actual TV. Come on.
You get a Chinese again?
Oh, two right. Actually, I think I'm having one tonight, so probably two.
You can have two Chinese. Yeah. We're recording this on Tuesday, so I think there's a couple of days in it, so you'll be fine.
Chicago win this 2-1.
I've got to say, I think it'll be I think 1-1. I think Orlando will score, but I don't think you'll win. 1-1.
Okay. Miami versus New England Revolution at 8 p.m. So I can watch that straight after. Have another round of Chinese. neither team in great form at the start of the season. However, Miami are dreadful and they're at home. So you feel like they should have an advantage, but they're actually terrible. So I'm going to go for New England to win 3-1.
Oof. I mean, this is a tough one. You, naturally, I would go with New England, obviously, but this is a tough one because things aren't going well at New England. I think
they've got, look at the roster, to turn up at Miami. Come on.
Yeah, but that...
Actually, no, you pick Miami. It's good for the guessing.
Miami, this is your final chance.
Oh, that's big.
2-0.
2-0?
Yeah, Higuain will score. Red Bulls versus Montreal. Montreal playing at a former home ground.
3-0.
Yeah, fancy New York Revolution. I'm going to go with 3-1.
Okay, Philadelphia host Columbus Crew.
Oof, this will be a good match. Mm. I think Philly will win, though, at home. 2-1.
1-1.
Then we've got El Tráfico. It's the biggest game of the weekend. A fact for you, I learned
what a night,
weekend.
By the way. This is great.
And this is on at 12:30 as well here.
Yeah, normally they're at stupid o'clock.
Yeah. Fact for you, Raheem Edwards, if he plays, will be the first player to play in consecutive matches, but for different teams in El Tráfico.
Love it.
It's at LA Galaxy. Who do you think will win?
Dignity Health Sports Park is what he means. Goodness me. I think Goal Fest. Going Goal Fest. 4-3 LA Galaxy. Oof. I think it's more just, I just want goals.
Yeah. So. Well, MLS are hoping that Chicharito and Carlos Vela play. I think they want to promote it Chicharito versus Vela. 2-2.
Wow. RSL then host Toronto while El Tráfico is on. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, these next matches are going on at that time, therefore, but I don't think many people will be watching them.
RSL... win this 2-0.
I've got to go with RSL as well. Yeah. 2-1.
Okay. Dallas hosting Colorado.
I like Dallas this year. Mm. I'm going to go with, I think this is a bit high scoring, 4-2.
1-0 Colorado.
Houston versus San Jose.
Dear, oh dear. Houston win this. Not used to backing Houston, I'm going to be honest. Mm. 2-1 Houston.
1-1.
Okay. SKC are at home to Nashville SC.
Two sides that are wanting to push up the table. Mm. I think they'll cancel each other out. I think it'll be 2-2.
2-0 Kansas.
Vancouver versus Portland.
Portland win 2-0. Sorry for the delay.
This is the type of game that Vancouver will go and win 1-0.
I do agree.
I think they'll win 1-0.
It was just sensible to go with Portland. Charlotte host Atlanta. Come on, Charlotte.
Big game Sunday evening, 6:30 here in the UK. And I think my boys will do it. They'll go to Charlotte. Second time they've played them already this season. The first game was a great game. I think this will be as well. But I think Atlanta will win 2-0.
2-2.
And then we've got Austin versus Minnesota to round things off.
I like both these teams. It's hard. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I think Minnesota win this.
Oh,
I'm gonna go 2-1.
3-0 Austin.
Ooh.
Right, that is our predictions. Get in touch with your predictions at MLS UK Show. You can also email us hello at MLS.show.
Five years.
If you don't listen, you know, don't judge it on me, judge it on what Elliot's done today. If you do want to subscribe, please do on your podcast provider, give us a follow, rate us as well. But there's one rule and one rule only. If you want to rate us,
LA Galaxy style, 5 stars only.
Follow you on YouTube also. Subscribe, give us a like on all of our videos and click the notification bell as well. We'd really appreciate it.
Subscribe, as they say en français. And that's where we're off to for the big reveal of today's game with the changing name.
You know what? I don't have a clue. So rather than be discreet and try and cheat, I'm going to do it right in front of your face. Right. So if you give us the... give us the career path.
Okay. So toi or Troyes, as it's spelt. And then Saint Etienne, Real Betis, Toronto FC, Nottingham Forest, and then Ajaccio. Someone correct me on that pronunciation.
Hmm. First of all, I typed in Nottingham Forest and Toronto FC, which of course just
Richie
brought,
Larea.
Yeah, so that didn't work. So then I had to add Real Betis as well. And it is, I'm going to be honest with you, I've not really heard of his player. Normally when we do this and it's someone who's played in England, I tend to go off the English career path to get them.
Yeah.
But sorry, Nottingham Forest fans, I've never heard of him. It's Damien Pequi. How do you pronounce that?
Pequi?
Pequi. There we go. That would make sense. Yes, so well done if you got that right.
Tough one.
It's a very tough one. Toronto fans or Nottingham Forest fans would get that one. But yeah, well done. So no, I haven't got this one. And you've whoever messaged in, well done.
It was Dan from Nottingham. We'll shout you out. If you've got a suggestion for us for the game with a change of name, then let us know. Tweet me, because then otherwise Henry will see it. At Elliot Holman.
Yes, there we go. Right, if you want to tweet me anything other than the game with a change of name, it's at Henry underscore Hewitt. Don't forget the second underscore. It's just abuse,
I would imagine.
And on that note, I think we should leave before anyone ever does. So, we'll be back next time. We're back next week with Stoppage Time. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another bumper episode. But until then, I've been Henry Hewitt.
I'm still Elliot Holman, and he'll say see ya, probably.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.